Welcome to Today's Homeowner with Danny Lipford, your partner in home improvement. Everyone has questions about their home. We've got the answers, and we have a few laughs along the way. Informative, entertaining, and sometimes off the wall. Home improvement has never been this much fun.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show. Certainly glad to be with you, and we're going to do our best to take your mind off some of the things you might be dwelling on over the last few weeks. So you've been spending a lot of time at your home, a lot of projects going on. We're going to help you with each and every one of them. I'm Danny Lipford, along with my buddy Joe Truini.
Hello, everyone. Thanks so much for joining us. Yes, Danny, we've all been spending a lot more time at home, but that's a good time to spend working on your house, researching an upcoming project, or sitting by the radio and listening to home improvement advice. Danny and I are here each and every week to answer your home improvement questions, so get in touch with us. We'll see if we can help you out today.
Absolutely. We love technology. You know, think about it. Joe is sitting in his home studio in Roxbury, Connecticut. I am south of Mobile, Alabama, in my home studio that we just recently completed. And our buddy Dennis Gould, who kind of patches everything together and figures it out, is in our studio in Mobile, Alabama, at the world headquarters of Today's Homeowner. So we're all here and all ready to give you the kind of home improvement advice that everybody seems to like. Everybody likes our straightforward, practical, realistic approach, and that's exactly what you'll get today. And of course, you know, we're going to have a little fun along the way. So Joe, we certainly spending a lot more time around the house and everything. Of course, you always have, just about, because Joe does a lot of writing for a lot of magazines and websites and writes books. So you're kind of used to being when you're at your home.
Right.
Do you have one of those patterns that people talk about where you get up at the same time? I know you like to go for a walk and then you go into your work mode. Is that the way you do it?
Yeah, I try to keep a schedule only because, you know, in my line of work, I'm always under deadline, right? Every single article I'm writing, there's a deadline for. So I try to keep a schedule, but I've been working out of my home for 25 years. So really it's been a pretty easy transition for me. I don't know about everybody else who moved home, but for me, it's been a relatively easy transition. So I feel for the people who are struggling a little bit, because the first few weeks of working out of your house, you spend a lot of time staring into the refrigerator. I sort of got over that pretty quickly. I saw someone had posted a photograph of the inside of a refrigerator, and someone had hung a note, and it said, you're not hungry, you're just bored, now close the door.
There you go. Maybe that'll be a way to what to do to every refrigerator there. Speaking of refrigerators, have you completely eliminated that honeydew list that you that we all have on our refrigerator door?
You know, I was going to do that, but I found an easier way. I just got rid of the refrigerator. So
Now
my wife Marla has no place to pin up those notes of things to do.
There you go.
But I know there's, you know, I'm always in the middle of something. I had mentioned some of our loyal listeners might remember a couple of months ago, I was building a sauna. And I have completed that. We've been taking saunas.
Right?
Yeah. And it's beautiful. The whole thing out of clear cedar. It just looks great. The only thing I need to do is mortise in a little pull on the outside, which I ordered and I just haven't gotten yet. But I finished the door pull on the inside, which of course has to be all wood because it gets pretty hot in there. We crank it up to about 200 degrees. But that's the project I just finished. And then the next one is going to be putting in a couple of windows.
Oh, that sounds pretty good. Now, you might hear that interesting pronunciation of the word sauna, what most people, but he has to say sauna or whatever he's saying. What are you saying?
Sauna.
Sauna. And I know that's from your wonderful trip you took several years ago to Finland. Is that right?
Yeah.
Or Iceland? Finland?
No, Finland. Yep.
Finland. Yeah.
The Finns invented the sauna.
Yeah.
The correct pronunciation is sauna. And for some reason, Daddy really likes when I say that. For your birthday, for your next birthday, I'm going to leave a voice message not saying anything but sauna. But that's where I first got into saunas.
And this came in a kit and everything, right?
Nope. I built it from scratch. Nope.
Oh, is that
you
right?
Can buy
okay.
kit. Yeah, no. I bought the heater from Finland, from a company in Finland, and they shipped it here, all stainless steel. And then I just built it from scratch. Yeah, built the whole thing.
That's a great project. And so many people, you know, when it's kind of a, you know, you think about a lot of the things around your home, or rather you think about a lot of things when you're on vacation that makes you feel like you're on vacation.
Right.
And I think going into a sauna is one of those things that, you know, you have that. You know, also a lot of outdoor living areas, people experience, you know, the water feature, and you have the music, and you have, you know, all of those little elements that make you feel like you're at a resort. And that's one of the, of course, big trends we all know with the outdoor living space is people developing that feeling and that atmosphere that you get when you're on vacation. And so that was one more element that you put in your home there.
That's right. Just like you built a beautiful outdoor kitchen in your new home. I mean, that's the kind of thing I don't ever remember seeing someone's house with an outdoor kitchen.
Uh-huh.
You know, I used to see them on vacation. We'd go to a resort or rent a house, a bigger house for the family. They might have one, especially in certain climates. They're not so much here in Connecticut. But now they're relatively common, right? I mean, most outdoor renovations would include some kind of outdoor kitchen. Maybe it's not a fully expanded kitchen, but at least a dedicated area to cook and eat and store, you know, like a small refrigerator or something like that. So, yeah, a lot of ideas we get while traveling and come home, and that's exactly what happened with the sauna. You know, I just got involved taking a sauna every day in Finland for about 10 or 12 days. I came home and thought, I got to build one of these. It took me about 20 years, but it's done.
Well, I just took a little calculation here, and he said that word 19 times in the past 90 seconds. So that's pretty
good. There you go.
Pretty good.
So you appreciate that? You like that?
I appreciate that. It makes me laugh each and every time.
I'm glad.
I'll tell you something that I've been planning on doing here at my house, the new house I just moved into, is instead of going in with all of this smart home technology prior to, you know, completing the project, I started realizing where I wanted certain things. And let me tell you something I just installed.
What's that?
All right. This is just a regular switch now. It's just a regular single pole switch that controls the lights over my island area in my kitchen. So these three pendant lights, it just, there's a switch there. Okay, I took that switch out and I installed this special voice activated dimmer switch from Leviton.
Really?
And it's and it's Alexa enabled. I can't say that very loud or it'll start turning on my lights in there. But
your wife's standing in the kitchen now saying, "What is going on with these lights?"
But I'm telling you, you can now it's not just that, though. It's a full Alexa enabled device, so I can say I'm sitting there, you know, if I'm sitting there at the island and so forth, I can say, Alexa, what's the weather going to be like today? Alexa, play some of the songs from the great guy John Prine, who died recently, and you know, these different things. And I'm just sitting there shaking my head going, how did they put all of that technology in this little bitty switch that we'll install? And we installed it in about 3 minutes and then a little time to enable on the app. And that is just cool as can be.
So you can say, Alexa, turn on the kitchen light, and it turns it on?
Yeah,
I can turn
on the light, dim it 50%, dim it 75%, turn it off, whatever you want. And also, it will talk to any other device that I put in. I have another one now that nothing more than you just plug it into the outlet, you hook it to the app. And I might mention the Leviton app. It's My Leviton. It's completely free. And you feed that in. Well, this one is hooked to a coffee pot.
Okay.
So I have it on a schedule that, you know, I usually wake up around 6 o'clock every morning. So at 5:50, that coffee pot goes off automatically.
You don't have to tell Alexa; it just does it.
Yeah, it's actually a different device. That all I do is plug it into a regular outlet, then plug anything into it. I mean, it could be a lamp, it could be a radio, it could be. Well, Joe, it could actually be your lava lamp. You know, you could plug your lava lamp in there if you needed to. But
I would love to bring my lava lamp down to your new house. I'm sure Sharon would love to see that lava lamp.
But, you know, you can set up a schedule on it. You can go, you know, if you wake up a little bit earlier and you want to turn something on, you can override that. So anyway, little simple devices like that. You know, you think of it as, and we've talked about that before, about smart home devices and everything being a gadget. Well, if you think about that, this will take care of, let's say, a lamp that you're able to control no matter where you are in the world through the app, then it starts getting into more of a secure situation that you're able to turn that light on, the lamp, the radio, whatever you want, even if you're not there. So there's a lot of little things there that I'm adding here and there, not to make it a full-blown smart home, but just a few of these things that I've identified that I could really use. Pretty cool way of doing that. Very do-it-yourself friendly, too.
Yeah, it's a great idea because, you know, they might seem like a gadget at first, but then when you start living with them and relying on them and really using them, and suddenly it's not a gadget anymore.
That's right.
The only downside of that whole technology is that parents can no longer name any of their children Alexa.
And that's exactly
right.
Because
no matter what you say,
I know it.
Something's going to happen in the house when you're just trying to tell your child to do something. So to all the people out there who love the name Alexa, we're so sorry.
We're sorry, about that. Yes. Yeah, you might have to, shorten the name or something like that a little bit. But, hey, I'll tell you what, we are just getting started on this week's Today's Homeowner Radio Show, and we certainly got a lot of information I think you'll be very, very interested in. We have another one of our series of our Braun Healthy Home segments to give you a few things to think about on how to make that air inside your home as pure as it can possibly be. It's a big thing nowadays, big thing always, to keep the air just as clean as it can possibly be for your family. Also, we'll be checking in with Chelsea. Chelsea Lipford Wolf will be dropping by to talk about the latest project she's been working on. And also, we're talking about expanding storage in your, that a lot of us need, building a shed, and certain ways to approach that, and a few things you need to avoid. So sit back, relax, grab another cup of coffee, and get ready, because we're here with Today's Homeowner Radio. We'll be right back.
Sauna.
Every home has things it needs, things that need to be maintained, fixed, or replaced. The Home Depot is here to help you get it done. You can easily find what you need on our app, order it online with the push of a button, and have it brought to your door with free delivery on over a million items. We have the essentials you need, the online know-how you may need to do it yourself, and low prices that make it all possible. The Home Depot, how doers get more done.
Outdoor concrete projects are quick and easy with Quikrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag. Whether you need to set a fence post, mailbox post, or deck footing, or even pour a backyard patio, Quikrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag makes it simple. To set a post, there's no mixing. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and add water. It sets hard in about 20 minutes and you're done. It's that fast and easy. Quikrete fast-setting concrete. Look for it in the red bag.
Today's Homeowner is brought to you by The Home Depot, how doers get more done.
And welcome back to the show, the Today's Homeowner Radio Show. So glad you're with us. Did you know, and I hope you do, that the Today's Homeowner Radio Show is heard coast to coast on some awesome radio stations like WFLN AM 1480 in Arcadia, Florida.
Arcadia is located in southwest Florida, about 45 miles or so east of Sarasota. It was founded in 1887. It was named after a young girl named Arcadia Allbritton. And listen to this. The reason the town was named after this young girl is she had baked a cake for a local reverend, James Boss Henry. Nice name for a reverend, nickname Boss. Yeah. And he liked the cake so much, he decided to name the town after her.
How about that? Must have been a good cake.
Must have been a darn good cake, yeah. So hello to everybody in Arcadia, in and around that area of southwest Florida. If you have a home improvement question, get in touch with us. We'll see if we can help you out.
There you go. Joe, what's your favorite cake? You're not much of a sweet eater, but in a decadent time, what do you like the most?
Yeah, I'm not a big cake person. I prefer pies myself.
Yeah.
But we had for our wedding cake, I was able to choose the cake of my that I like best, and I chose a carrot cake.
That's what I was going to say is my favorite.
I like carrot cake.
Now, you would think carrot cake would be very healthy, right? That's one of the highest calorie cakes I don't get it. I don't understand why. I guess to make a carrot taste good, you got to add a lot of that to it. But
part is great. It's the rest of the cake that you shouldn't be eating. The trick to making a really delicious moist carrot cake is adding crushed pineapple.
Is that right?
Thank you. That was my cooking tip of the day.
Wow. Okay, let's get right back to the Today's Homeowner Hotline.
I want to talk about cake some more.
We'll get back to some cake talk. But we want to bring on our friend, actually a friend of the Today's Homeowner brand, Robbie McCurdy. He's a craftsman. He's a musician. He's a songwriter. And his wife says he's an okay guy. He's an all-around good guy. And certainly glad to have Robbie on the show with us today. Robbie, how you doing?
I'm doing good. Thank you.
Good. Okay, well, tell us what's happening around the house there. I understand you got a little situation with the window.
Yes, a garden window that we put in when the house was built 30 years ago. And right now, there's like a little bit of water between, like, I guess, condensation.
Uh-huh.
And I can put a blow dryer for it. It just moves it around. It won't completely dry it. I'm just trying to figure out how to get the water out of there without changed out the glass in it.
Yeah.
The double pane.
Well, I'll tell you, years ago, we found a company at a trade show that actually had a little device. Now, it sounded like the greatest thing around, that you actually would drill a small hole in, you pump a little fluid in, it dries everything up, you plug the hole, and it works fine. Well, it didn't work fine, really. After a while, it would work every now and then, but there was such a failure rate that the company actually went out of business. And when that happened, we looked all over any place we could find another company that was similar to that. But what's happened, though, is it's such a common thing, particularly with double-pane windows from years ago. And just to back up a minute for some of our listeners, double-pane window is just that. It's got two panes of glass with a gap between them. That gap is generally filled with argon gas, or either it is just air, so that provides very good soundproofing and certainly good weatherproofing and so forth, and energy efficiency on it. But if that seal is broken in some way, which is sometimes happens over the years, then it allows moisture in, it gets trapped. And that's where you may look at a window, and no matter how hard you try to clean the darn thing, it still is scaly looking. And to tell you the truth, we have found no other way to remedy that situation other than replace the glass. Good news is, it is such a common request for glass companies that you will find a glass company in your area that does it routinely. And it's amazing how quickly first of all, they'll come out and measure it, usually take a week or two to get the glass. And then right after that, they come back out. And it doesn't even take just a few minutes for them to, an experienced glass man, to change this out. And you might be surprised at how clear that glass is at that point. Joe, I guess this is really the only alternative for them, just to have that guy, the glass company, right, that knows what they're doing, just replace it.
Yeah, I had to do that once. And Robbie, all I did was I called the local glazer. I gave him the dimensions. He was able to give me a rough price. Until he comes out, as Danny said, until he comes out, he can't give you an exact price. But he told me a rough idea of what it was going to cost. And I was surprised. It wasn't as expensive as I thought. And because there is no way, if someone could come up with a way to solve this problem without replacing the sash, I mean, that would be a moneymaker. But unfortunately, once that seal is broken, there's really no way to repair the seal. It's cheaper just to pull out that sash and replace the glazing, and then the window will be as good as new for another 20 years.
At least you don't have to replace the whole entire window,
right,
though.
Right, exactly.
But Robbie, thanks so much for being with us, and thanks for being such a friend to the Today's Homeowner radio show. Joe, let's get right to this healthy home segment here. You know, you never really want your family to breathe unclean air, especially at home. We're wrapping up our four-week series on healthy home habits by talking about the importance of ventilation. Airflow and proper ventilation are vital to healthy indoor air, and the kitchen and bath are the best places to start. Most homeowners have appliances that promote airflow, but few use them correctly. So let's start in the kitchen. Make sure your cooktop is fitted with a high-quality range hood. Kitchens have a giant impact on your home's interior air quality because of the grease and other carcinogens that become airborne there. Remember to turn on your range hood every time you cook. Not only will this eliminate lingering cooking smells, but it'll also push smoke out of your home. Now, each of your bathrooms should have an appropriately sized bath ventilation fan. Bathrooms are a huge source of moisture in the home, and too much moisture leads to mold and other problems. So use your bath fan every time you shower. Now, no matter where a ventilation fan is located, the key to using it properly is turning it on. Now, you want to make sure that you use this for both the exhaust fans as well as your range hood, and leave it on for about 15 minutes after you've completed cooking or taking the shower to really make sure you're getting all that hot, moist, and possible carcinogens out of your house. And you want to make sure that you clean your range hood filters. Yes, it does have a filter in there. And also, you can take the grill off your bathroom vent fan and clean that. Maybe once a month is a great way to keep it working like it should. And if you use your ventilation fans properly and take care of them, they'll take care of you by keeping your home and your family healthy. There's a lot more healthy home tips available for you right now by visiting braun-newtone.com. A very important part of it.
The most important thing, Danny, the most important thing you mentioned a couple of times is whether it's a bathroom or a kitchen, that has to be vented outdoors. If it's not going outdoors, you might as well not even use them. You know,
because
recirculating fans are, I'm not even sure why they still make them, to tell you the truth.
I know it. And I saw one recently that actually the vent had never, this was a 32-year-old house.
Right.
The bathroom vent fan was original, had never been vented to the outside. Matter of fact, they never vented it anywhere. And all it was doing is blowing that hot, moist air right into the fiberglass insulation.
Oh, that's lovely.
You wouldn't believe what that looks like. And it's not a pretty sight when that type of moist air, first of all, it was doing pretty much no good at all because it had basically pushed up against. It was just turning around, blowing it right back into the room without any kind of filtering. So it's a very important thing and a very easy thing to deal with. Again, it's brawn-newtone.com. Want to remind you about the Today's Homeowner Hotline. 800-946-4420 is the way that you can reach our 24-hour-a-day, 7-day-a-week hotline that you can leave any question, any comment, any tip that you may have. And you can also send us emails. We've got some great emails this week. We certainly appreciate that. And they were sent to us by going to todayshomeowner.com/ask. We've got a lot more information coming up. We've got a great best new product I want to share with you. Also, my daughter, Chelsea Lipford Wolf, will be checking in with Chelsea and talking about one of her latest episodes that you can see at checkinginwithchelsea.com and a lot of other information here that...
Do you know what the project is? Does she give you a heads up on what the project actually is?
No, she likes to surprise me with this and everything.
Good.
I have a hunch, but she always gets so enthusiastic about these projects. And I'm telling you, she is doing a project just about every single day, especially right now she's doing a lot with her kids because her kids, three of her kids are at home now. So she's getting pretty creative in some of the things. And I love getting the little videos and photos and so forth that she's been sending out there.
Did we talk on air about them fixing a brick on the way to school?
No, we need to do that. Yeah, remind me when she joins us here in just a little bit.
Okay.
That we'll make sure we do that. But we have a lot coming up. So I hope you can relax and sit around with us a little bit. And we'll have more Today's Homeowner Radio coming right up.
Danny and Joe will be right back.
Need help with a project? We've got hundreds of videos to give you a hand. Go to todayshomeowner.com/videos to browse our video channel.
Today's Homeowner is brought to you by Newtone.
And welcome back to the show, the Today's Homeowner Radio Show, where it's time for our best new product segment brought to you by the Home Depot, how doers get more done. A barrel bolt is a great solution for securing all kinds of openings from gates and shed doors to windows. It's a simple piece of hardware that's very effective until the two surfaces it joins are no longer in perfect alignment, which can happen. And when's the last time you saw a gate that didn't sag at least a little? Then the bolt won't fit into the barrel and you have to readjust one half of the latch to make it all operate. That's why Adjustco introduced a 4-inch adjustable barrel lock. This latch self-adjusts vertically so that even if one of the sides fall out of alignment, the bolt will still engage and secure the opening. You install it once and it adjusts on its own. Very good little advancement in that simple piece of hardware. To learn more about the Adjustco 4-inch adjustable barrel bolt, drop by homedepot.com.
That's amazing.
Yeah, barrel bolt, I don't know. You know, we used to do trivia from time to time. I wonder, we'll have to come up with when the first barrel bolt was invented. That would be an interesting piece of information.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. Do you ever find when it didn't eventually fall out of alignment? I mean, you almost always do. And you wind up moving one part up or down, drilling the hole bigger or whatever. So I'll have to check this out. I've not seen this piece of hardware yet.
That's pretty cool. Well, right now, one of the exciting times that we visit with my daughter, Chelsea Lipford Wolf, for Checking In with Chelsea, this segment sponsored by our friends at Woodcraft. Chelsea, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me again.
Hi, Chelsea.
Hi, Jeff.
We're kind of all scattered out all over here and all. What are you, how's the nursery doing around there? How's keeping all the kids at home and taking care of them? Are you running out of activities yet?
The activities are getting a little scarce. I'm having to dig deep. But also, when you said nursery, I thought of plants because I've been working on growing my plants and working on my container garden.
Oh, I got you.
The plants are doing good, too.
Good, 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 good. Well, tell us what's happening with Checking In with Chelsea right now.
Well, right now, the workshop helped me make over in my garage, Dad, is that transformation is in my latest episode. So that pink cabinets and all, it checkinwithchelsea.com.
Yeah, and this is going to be featured also on today's homeowner television show very soon. Pretty interesting recycling, using a lot of materials that came out of your house many, many years ago. And it was well worth holding on to those marginal wood cabinets that you had, right?
Yeah, they, I guess, were original to the house and built in 1941, and they sat on the floor in my shed for a couple of years, and we sanded them and painted them and rehung them in the workshop, and they have a whole new life, which is kind of exciting.
And Joe, they painted them pink.
Painted them pink. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Pepto-Bismol looking cabinets, yeah.
I didn't want Dad to come back and think they were his.
Hey, Chelsea, I wanted to mention that I love seeing the little video clip of you and Mary Helen fixing a brick walkway on the way to school.
Yes.
Yeah, tell that story about it. Yeah, yeah.
Had that aired someplace? I think I saw it on Today's Homeowner Facebook page.
Yeah, I think it was just on the Today's Homeowner Facebook page.
Yeah, tell our listeners about that and how that even came up.
Well, and we just walked by this brick wall on the way to pick up our baby from school every day, and Mary Helen saw, so you know how they like cut 45 a little piece of brick to like turn the brick wall,
right,
or whatever, mm-hmm. And so it's just a little piece of brick, and it fell off.
Oh.
And she always picked it up and tried to put it back where it went, and of course it would fall right back out.
Sure.
So like, okay, well, one day we're going to remember, and we're going to bring construction adhesive, and we'll glue the brick back on. And so finally we remembered, and Mary Helen and Gus both helped me with the caulk gun and the construction adhesive, and we glued the brick back on.
Beautiful. Sounds like a new business for your kids. Okay.
Oh, boy.
The brick wall repair duo.
That's right.
Yeah, it is a very cute video, and a little Gus is in there as well, or my little grandson. So you need to check that out on the Today's Homeowner Facebook page. But tell us more about the workshop. It certainly turned out very, very nice, very usable, and so forth. And we were able to incorporate a little help from our friends at Woodcraft.
Yeah, so I have my favorite ever paint sprayer that I originally got from Woodcraft. It's a HomeRight brand, but I use that to paint the cabinet. And then I have used a milk paint from General Finishes that I ordered at Woodcraft as well. And I've used that before, and so I wanted to reuse that this time. And so milk paint is water-based, so you can clean it, but it's just a different makeup, if you will, than latex paint. And so I like using it for furniture or cabinets, as is the case in my workshop. So I use that, and the color is called ballet pink. So you can just imagine like a ballet slipper.
Ballet pink.
That's pretty nice. And also I love the table that you repurposed there. It was a pretty heavy duty, fairly small dining room table. But the idea of putting the casters, and I know you all also got from Woodcraft, right in the bottom of the four legs to allow it to move around. Because, you know, sometimes in a shop like that, you're having to, modify. You might need that space for something else. And to be able to just undo the casters and move it around, that's a really cool idea. And so heavy duty that you can do a little pounding on it without any problem at all.
Yes, I love the casters, because before I had this dining table in here, but I couldn't move it by myself. It was kind of bending one of the legs out of whack every time I would like drag it across the floor. So having it on mm-hmm. casters is perfect. I can store the table over in the corner when I'm not using it for a workbench, and then roll it back into the middle under the light. Or sometimes I bring it out into the opening of my garage door so that the sawdust goes outside and there's less to clean up later.
There you go. That's perfect. That's perfect. Well, thank you so much for being with us, Chelsea, and keep doing what you're doing, and we'll be seeing you very, very soon. Tell the kids I said hello, and you can check out this project and a lot of other projects that Chelsea is constantly involved in by dropping by checkinginwithchelsea.com. And if you're looking for some things for that woodworker in your life, or you want to kind of get involved in that a little bit now that we all have a little extra time, you really need to check out woodcraft.com. You'll be amazed at all the different things they have online and in their very, very famous catalog that they send out all the time. So thanks a lot, Chelsea, and thank you for listening to today's Homeowner Radio. We've got a lot more information coming up, including extra storage space. And we're going to talk about what's involved in a storage building and a lot of other ideas to help you with some of your storage ideas when we come back here on today's Homeowner Radio. We'll be right back. Sit back and enjoy the fresh air without the bugs, thanks to Wizard Screen Solutions. Wizard retractable screens are the perfect solution for your home that protects you from those pesky insects and conveniently retracts out of sight when not in use. Discreetly designed, Wizard retractable screens is the only product that comes with a lifetime warranty. This is truly the ultimate screen solution for your doors. Visit wizardscreens.com to find your screen solution today. Are you tired of cleaning your shower? Let Wet and Forget Shower clean it for you. Wet and Forget is the quickest, easiest way to keep your shower sparkling clean. Just spray the shower top to bottom and you're done. Next morning, simply rinse it clean. That's it. Use Wet and Forget Shower once a week to tackle soap scum, shower grime, mold, and mildew stains. No scrubbing, no bleach, and no harsh fumes. Don't waste time scrubbing your shower. Pick up a bottle of Wet and Forget Shower at the Home Depot. For a $2 off coupon, go to homedepot.com/cleaningsavings.
When your backyard feels like a private resort, every day is like being on vacation. So enter the Backyard Paradise Contest at todayshomeowner.com for a chance to win your own luxurious landscape. The pros from Pavestone and Quikrete will design a project just for the winner's home and help Danny and his team install it. Plus, the whole process will be featured on an episode of Today's Homeowner. So get your yard ready for summer. Complete your entry right now at todayshomeowner.com/backyardparadise. Brought to you by Pavestone and Quikrete.
Looking for an easy DIY project? Here's a great way to update old kitchen and bathroom counters. I'm Danny Lipford, and I'm here to tell you that the Spreadstone Mineral Select Countertop Refinishing Kit from Deitch Coatings is a great stay-at-home project. This real stone countertop kit comes with everything needed to transform up to 40 square feet of surface space. Choose from 10 colors, and right now the kit is priced under $125 with free shipping. Go to DeitchCoatings.com to order your Spreadstone Real Stone Countertop Kit today.
Thankfully, spring is on the way. Warmer temperatures, trees blooming, and a whole new list of projects to tackle around the house. Whatever your springtime project, look to Titebond for the help you need to get it done. Titebond has everything from trusted wood glues to reliable sealants to an entire lineup of construction adhesives. So this spring, trust what the pros choose. Trust Titebond for glues, sealants, and adhesives. For more information, visit Titebond.com or see them on Facebook.
Don't let burrowing pests destroy your lawn and planting beds. Fight back with Molemax from Bonide. Molemax effectively repels moles, gophers, rabbits, voles, groundhogs, squirrels, skunks, and other burrowing animals. Best of all, it's made with natural ingredients and it keeps working for more than 30 days. Keep burrowing pests out of your garden with Molemax from Bonide, the name you can trust with nearly 100 years of experience in lawns and gardens all across America. Learn more at Bonide.com.
Today's Homeowner is brought to you by Bonide Products, providing best solutions for your home, lawn, garden, and farm for more than 90 years.
And welcome back to the show. I'm Danny Lipford along with Joe Truini, and we certainly are glad you're spending some of your busy weekend with us. And, you know, keep your head up and stay cheerful as you can. Things are going to be better here very, very soon. And while you're there around your house, there's a lot of opportunities for you to take care of some of those odds and ends. That always makes you feel good when you can accomplish a few of the things that maybe you've been putting off a little bit. Go ahead and tackle a few of those. Also want to remind you about the Today's Homeowner e-newsletter. It's completely free. It'll hit your inbox every single week with all kinds of great ideas and very timely things that you can do around your home. Newsletter had five simple solutions to make your yard work a breeze. Getting out there doing a lot of yard work now, you certainly might want to check that out. Also, how to fix a sagging wood fence gate. You know, they do sag. There's some simple ways of correcting that. That's just an example of some of the content and some of the information you'll receive from the Today's Homeowner newsletter. Right now, we want to join Paul that's on the hotline. Paul, welcome to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. Tell us about this. You're like everybody, needing a little more storage room, and you're contemplating, adding on to an existing storage building. Tell us all about it.
Yeah, I have a lean-to built on the side of a storage building. It's 12 by 16. I want to enclose it to make a small shop. I've got a boatload of pallet I wanted to use for the flooring and the walls, but of course I can't put those on the ground. My question is, could I use landscape timbers to place them direct on the ground and then put the pallets on top of that? Should I use plastic sheeting, tar paper, or should I use bricks instead of the landscape timbers to put directly on the ground?
Okay. All right. Well, you know, I did something like this one time, very similar. I actually used bricks and I used pallets. Unfortunately, the pallets are not always exactly the same size and thickness and so forth. And then after that, I actually used, you know, I'm in the construction business, so I had scrap plywood. I put, I put some builder's felt down. I just put some felt right down on the ground, put the pallets on there, put more felt on, and then did that. It lasted maybe 3 or 4 years. It never did have a good solid feel to the floor, but it was just a storage building that I was using. But I don't believe you're going to get a lot of life out of that. I don't really believe it'll last a long time, and I would really consider using treated wood, ground contact treated wood along there. I'm just really not sure it would be worth the time and effort to put the pallets down there, because boy, those termites and water damage will really eat that up on the bottom. Joe, what's your thoughts on that? Because Joe's done a lot of work with storage buildings, actually has a very, very successful book about storage. And Joe, I'm sure in the book you kind of address this type of thing.
Yeah, we did. Paul, I can understand you wanting to use the pallets because you have them, but as Danny suggested, you're probably going to have to redo this in a couple of years if you do use the pallets, no matter what you put under them. What I would suggest is put down some solid concrete blocks, then put the pressure-treated timbers or even just pressure-treated 2x, you know, 2x6s or whatever, as the floor frame on top of those. Raise it up a little bit so there's some air coming in under it. And then on top of the floor frame, then you could put whatever you want. I'd suggest plywood, pressure treated plywood. But if you wanted to try those pallets, at least if the pallets rot out, they'll be up off the ground, and you could, you know, be easy to replace them, and you'd still have a sound structure below. You'd have the solid concrete blocks, not hollow concrete blocks. You have to use solid concrete blocks. I typically use the ones that are 8x16x4 inches thick. Build them up, get them nice and level, and put the wood on top. That's what I would suggest. It's going to cost a little more money and take a little more time, but it'll last a lot longer.
My problem is head space. It's the lowest area on this thing. I'm only 7 feet, 10 inches off the ground.
With a lean-to, you have that shed roof, right? So it's come down low, right?
Yeah, right, it does.
So you have 7 foot. Yeah, so you only have like 4 inches extra headroom.
Right. It goes from 7'10 up to 8'4".
Right.
And if I put 2x6s on top of concrete blocks, I was thinking of putting some brick down and then putting landscape timbers or even 4x4s on it and then put the pallets on top of that. And then, of course, I would lay plywood on top of those.
Yeah, that would be better than the pallets, I think. Yes, yeah.
Okay.
Now, so you want to have a wide door on the lower end of this roof line, right?
Well, it'll be on the end where it's at an angle.
Okay, so if you have it on the end at the higher part of the angle, you have more headroom, right? You probably have about 10 or 12 feet on that side?
No, it's only 8'4".
At the highest point?
Yes, yes.
Oh, yeah. It'll be tight to squeeze in a doorway. You do have the room, but not much. You're right.
Yeah, I was going to custom make the door, the wide doors.
Good.
To get in and out.
Well, that's a pretty good size area. You'd certainly be gaining a lot of space there with 12 by 16. But I would make sure that floor is pretty sturdy, because once you start using that space, you're not going to want to replace that floor anytime soon.
Right, that's for sure. Well, I appreciate your input. Thank you so much.
Okay, our pleasure. Thanks so much for being with us there. And best of luck to you on that project and every project that you tackle. And hey, we want to remind you that, you know, we're here to help you out any way we possibly can. Todayshomeowner.com is a website that is completely full of all kinds of articles and different videos that can help you with just about anything that you may be tackling around your home. And certainly encourage you to call the Today's Homeowner hotline, 1-800-946-4420, anytime. A lot of times people will call and just leave a question. question and they don't leave any contact information, we try to tackle a lot of those recorded calls as well. And we always try to bring you the latest and most current home improvement information that you're going to find anywhere, because, hey, that's what you want. You don't want old information or marginal information. We're going to do the best to provide you the best there is out there. I'm Danny Lipford along with Joe Truini. You're listening to Today's Homeowner Radio, and we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Transform your kitchen or bathroom with a beautiful tiled backsplash all by yourself in as fast as one day with Simple Mat from Custom Building Products. Simple Mat is a unique double-sided adhesive mat designed to bond tile to backsplashes, countertops, and shower walls. No mixing of powder, no mess to clean up, and no waiting for the mortar to harden. Simply set the tile onto the mat, then grout. It's the quickest, easiest, cleanest way to install tile. Visit thesimplemat.com for more information. Available exclusively at the Home Depot.
Every home has things it needs, things that need to be maintained, fixed, or replaced. The Home Depot is here to help you get it done. You can easily find what you need on our app, order it online with the push of a button, and have it brought to your door with free delivery on over a million items. We have the essentials you need, the online know-how you may need to do it yourself, and low prices that make it all possible. The Home Depot, how doers get more done.
Black and green stuff growing on your roof or siding? Pick up Wet and Forget's new rapid application hose end. Now Wet and Forget No Scrub Outdoor Cleaner is even easier with a brand new nozzle that attaches to your garden hose and sprays up to 30 feet. Wet and Forget hose end quickly and easily treats surfaces you normally couldn't reach without climbing up the ladder. Each bottle cleans up to a whopping 2,000 square feet. Visit wetandforget.com to find a retailer near you. Looking for easy home improvements? Instantly refresh the look of your bathroom by changing the grill on your bath fan or by adding one with a decorative light. If your mirror stays foggy after a shower, it's time for a new bath fan altogether. The Braun Upgrade Kit lets you convert your bath fan to a new one in less than 10 minutes. In the kitchen, consider replacing your range hood with a Braun under cabinet hood. It's so easy to install, you don't even need a contractor. Learn more at Braun.com. Braun New Tone, come home to fresh air.
Welcome back to Today's Homeowner Radio. Here are Danny and Joe.
And I'll certainly offer my welcome back as well. We certainly appreciate you spending some time with us, but the time is you're running out of time right now to enter our Backyard Paradise contest, one of the biggest contests that we conduct each and every year. So what you need to do, as soon as the radio show is over with, go to todayshomeowner.com/backyardparadise. Now here's what can happen. If you win, and we certainly hope, wish we everybody could win, but if the winner will get a beautiful backyard designed by our friends at Pavestone and Quikrete, and then we will all get together and we will put this backyard together. We'll be taping one of our episodes of our national television show, and your home and you, if you wish, can be a part of that national show. It's a lot of fun to involve the homeowners, get the kids involved, have a little party after we finish. It's always a lot of fun there, but you'll miss out on it entirely if you don't put your name in the hat. And again, that's todayshomeowner.com/backyardparadise. This whole contest brought to you by Pavestone and Quikrete.
Of all the contests we run, that is by far the most popular. So now's the time.
Oh, yeah, no doubt about it. And we've been 6 or 7 different locations all over the country, so everybody's eligible to win. So, but right now, we want to shift gears and give Joe an opportunity to share with us yet another simple solution.
Okay, Danny, everyone uses drop cloths when they paint, right? The smart way to protect the floor and furniture and everything else. Mm-hmm. And we typically use plastic drop cloths because they're affordable and they come in many different sizes. You can buy them pretty much everywhere these days. But plastic does not absorb paint when you drip paint on it, and it creates a bit of a slippery surface. And of course, if you step into paint, you might track it throughout the house. So to prevent this, you know, one way is just buy canvas drop cloths. But if you don't want to spend that money, maybe doing a quick little paint job, you want to use plastic, that's fine. But after you put down the plastic, cover it with a couple of layers of newspaper. It's a great way to recycle newspaper. The newspaper will absorb paint spatters, create a less slippery surface, and it'll even protect the plastic from tearing, because often this plastic is pretty thin to begin with, the plastic sheeting that you use for the drop cloth. So it'll keep that from tearing. At the end of the job, you can just roll up the newspaper, put it in the recycling bin, and depending on the condition of the plastic, you can sometimes save the drop cloth and use it for the next job. So that's a simple solution. Add a little newspaper to your plastic drop cloth, and you won't be tracking paint all over the house.
Oh, that's great. And add you a little bit of texture there, too, to keep you from slipping. That's great.
That's right.
Another great simple solution. And believe it or not, there's over 500 of them. Video versions of simple solutions waiting on you at todayshomeowner.com/simple solutions. Well, Joe, that's been a great hour here. A lot of different information
yes.
that we've been able to share. A lot of people that we've talked with. And I'll tell you, people are really doing a lot of home improvements right now.
Yeah, well, they have a lot of time on their hands, right? I know you and I are busier than ever on our working on our homes, and I'm sure most people are. And the great thing about this time of year, of course, is we're all transitioning from our indoor projects to our outdoor projects, and I'm sure that's going to be reflected in the callers and the emails we'll be receiving. So if you've got a question about your home, and it doesn't matter, inside or out, up or down, give us a call, get in touch with us, and we'll see if we can help you out right here on the radio.
That's right. And that pretty much wraps up this first hour of Today's Homeowner Radio. And if you're listening to a station that does not carry the second hour, that's okay. Head over to todayshomeowner.com so that you don't miss a thing. And remember our podcast at todayshomeowner.com/podcast. I'm Danny Lipford, along with my buddy Joe Truini. Thanks again for listening to this hour of Today's Homeowner Radio.
Sauna.
Today's Homeowner Radio is the right place to get the most practical and realistic advice for your home. If there's a tip or piece of advice you may have missed, find it at todayshomeowner.com/radio.
Hey, we want to hear from you at Today's Homeowner Radio. Call the Today's Homeowner hotline anytime, 800-946-4420, or send us an email at todayshomeowner.com/ask. Again, thanks for listening to this hour of Today's Homeowner Radio.